Navigating treatment choice for patients with schizophrenia in the primary care setting.
Hello, I'm Professor Mal Hopwood and welcome to Drive Time Medical. People with schizophrenia want to get back to feeling normal, which we could interpret as including good social functioning. How do we achieve this post-discharge from hospital? And what is the role of the GP in communicating with the specialist about the day-to-day functioning of the patient with schizophrenia? Today we're talking to Professor Greg Mattingly, a psychiatrist and psychopharmacologist from St. Louis, Missouri, about the treatment of patients with schizophrenia. Welcome, Greg. Obviously, it's important to incorporate patient preferences into any treatment plan. How do you go about this? And in your experience, what do patients really want from their treatment?
I think our patients want the same thing we would want. We want to go back to feeling as normal as possible. We want to live a life that has a sense of purpose and a sense of enjoyment to it. And we want to be connected with those around us. So I think if we step back and say, if this was my brother, if this was my sister, not just that they have schizophrenia, but what would I want if this was a loved one in my family?
Indeed, it's a great question. And I suppose, flowing on from that, are you aware of any data that talks to just how frequent are side effects with most of our antipsychotic agents?
You know, side effects have been the bane of our existence with traditional antipsychotics. I'm struggling with sedation, weight gain, chronic pain due to having gained so much weight that the side effect isn't just a side effect, but it's now controlling my life. There was a large study of 876 individuals with schizophrenia where they found that most of the patients reported at least one side effect. 86% of patients said only 42.5% of patients said they'd been adherent. The side effects that were rated as some of the most troubling by patients included symptoms of sedation, agitation, cognitive side effects, sexual side effects, and then weight gain were all troublesome side effects for our patients.
With that background, let's now talk a little bit about brexpiprazole, or Rexulti, to use its other name. And I wonder if you could start just by summarising its mode of action and perhaps how it differs from other antipsychotics in that regard.
Certainly. So most of us were trained to think of antipsychotics as medicines that blocked dopamine. And by blocking dopamine, we could treat an acute psychosis, we could treat acute agitation. But side effects that you were going to bring that came with blocking dopamine included sedation, a possibility of motor side effects such as tremors, dystonic reactions, and blunted mood and affect, to where it was hard to enjoy doing things. The primary mechanism of Rexulti is it hits several different receptors in the brain. Those receptors primarily modulate serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine. And so it modulates a receptor called serotonin 1A. It modulates a receptor called dopamine D2, and it modulates a receptor called serotonin 2A.
So translating that then into the world of clinical practice and firstly clinical trials, I wonder if you could share some of the findings from the short-term efficacy studies involving Rexulti, and I'd also be interested how that correlates with your experience with Rexulti.
Certainly. So there were two short-term trials that were 6 weeks in duration. I was in one of those trials where we took people that had standard schizophrenia. They were hallucinating, they were delusional, they were socially isolated, they had the classic symptoms of schizophrenia. We started them on Rexulti and we titrated up. We got them up to 2 milligrams in one arm and 4 milligrams in the other arm. In both of these trials, the primary efficacy measure was how were people doing at the end of the 6 weeks of the trial? We measured that on the PANSS, which is a scale that measures 30 items that cross over all the various symptoms of schizophrenia, positive symptoms, negative symptoms, mood symptoms, anxiety, agitation. And both of these trials statistically improved symptoms of schizophrenia as measured by those 30 items at week 6 at the end of the trial. And we found that their various symptoms of psychosis got better. Hallucinations, delusions, paranoia. What struck me was it wasn't just the positive symptoms. It was a lot of the social symptoms that were also improving with this condition when we used Rexulti. Probably more important to a clinician is, when did we see Rexulti start to first work? And so the onset of action with Rexulti, by week 1, we could see that this medicine was pulling away and helping people with schizophrenia to improve their symptoms. So as early as the first week, with continued efficacy throughout the full 6 weeks of the clinical trial.
And how does that fit with your experience with ongoing use of Rexulti in your clinical practice?
No medicine works for everyone. But when this medicine works, It helps psychotic symptoms. It helps those core symptoms of schizophrenia. But it tends to help all these secondary symptoms that get around wanting to be active with other people, wanting to interact. Rexulti was able to improve those symptoms as well in my clinical practice, not just in the trials.
No, thank you. You hinted at before that, of course, schizophrenia is comprised of a diverse range of symptoms. And I just wondered whether you could comment about the MARTA factors within the PANS, why they're important, and how they might be relevant to the data we've got about Rexulti.
Certainly. So there's a group of factors that we'll call the MARTA factors. The PANS, as we talked about earlier, is 30 questions. It's 30 questions that go through a variety of symptoms of schizophrenia. So we can break it down into different domains, different factors. The negative symptoms, positive symptoms, disorganized thought, hostility and excitement, and then finally anxiety and depression. What we found is in the clinical trials, Rexulti didn't just improve positive psychotic symptoms. It also improved the mood and anxiety symptoms, the five domains that were measured by the MARTA factors within the PANS. So in the trials, it helped those symptoms as well.
Of course, in looking at outcomes in schizophrenia, we're increasingly focusing on things that matter to patients, like maintenance of social functioning, which are clearly important treatment objectives in the long-term management of schizophrenia. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about your experiences with Rexulti in relation to maintenance of social functioning, as well as any supporting data.
Let's step back and think what we would all want if this was a family member or friend of ours who was struggling with schizophrenia. We want them not to be psychotic. We want them to have side effects that don't impair their life. But we'd like them to be able to live life with a sense of purpose where they can connect with those around them. Probably the most important aspect of life. So we measured in this, we measured the depression and anxiety symptoms we just talked about, but we also used a scale called the Personal and Social Performance Scale. Can you interact with those around you? And I believe it's a scale. It has four items, and we look at social activities, taking care of myself, social relationships, and do I tend to blow up and get disruptive in social situations? And so what we found is this medicine was able to improve those sets of symptoms as well.
Greg, how should GPs communicate with the specialist about the day-to-day functioning of the patient?
So let me just say that the GPs are in the trenches with our patients. Quite often, they've known the patients longer. They've known their families. They may have more frequent contact than we do as specialists taking care of our patients. So don't be reluctant to say, listen, your patient really isn't doing well. Your patient is struggling with a side effect. Your patient's partially better, but they're not really where they or their family want them to be. Give us that communication because it helps us to do a better job.
Indeed. In summary then, Greg, what do you consider to be some key take-home messages today for Australian clinicians based on our discussion?
So patients with schizophrenia want the same things we want in life. They want to return back to life, having a sense of purpose, being able to have their symptoms improved to the point where they can go back to having relationships with those around them. For the GPs out there in the audience, Rexulti was significantly effective. Not only did it help core psychotic symptoms, but it was shown to help with the mood and anxiety symptoms as measured by the MARTA scales that we talked about. And then it also helped with social functioning as measured both by the personal and social performance scale and in the clinical outcomes we tend to see with our patients. So we have that combination of efficacy for positive symptoms, mood symptoms, and then social symptoms. We saw that the side effect burden with this compound was one where most of the side effects were very similar to placebo. And some of the banes of our existence, such as sedation, activation, were very similar to placebo. On the metabolic burden, we found that glucose, triglycerides, lipid levels were all very similar to placebo. There was some weight gain. The average weight gain in the clinical trials, if I remember, was around 1 to 2 kilograms. So it was in that modest range, but it was there. It's a medicine that can be taken once daily, morning or night, with or without food. So for my patients in the States, and I think for your patients here in Australia, this will be a welcome addition to treatment options to help improve our patients that are struggling with schizophrenia and their associated symptoms.
Thank you, Greg. It's been a great pleasure to have an opportunity to talk to you today, and I wish you all the very best.
Take care, Mel.
Please note the following PBS information for Rexulti, brexpiprazole. Authority required. Streamlined. Code 4246 for schizophrenia. Please review the product information before prescribing.
The product information and substantiating references can be obtained from the Drive Time Radio website or Lundbeck Australia Medical Information, phone 1300 721 277. This interview was supported by Lundbeck Australia and approved in June 2019.